Bum, 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 bum.
That's music, if you don't know, by Duke Ellington, the Creole Love Call, given a very special treatment there by the group Hudson Shad. They are in town performing with the Toledo Symphony tonight and tomorrow night. It's at the Peristyle at 8 o'clock p.m. More information at ToledoSymphony.com. You can also call up the box office at 419-246-8000. Back in the early 1990s, around the same time that boy bands like NSYNC and Boyz II Men were jumping onto the international stage, it was a different kind of a boy band forming in Brooklyn, and that is Hudson Shad, and they are here in the studio with me today. And I can't keep everybody's name straight. I know a couple of you very well from the olden days, but I want to go around and have you all introduce yourselves to the audience. So let's start with you, young man.
I'm the token Brit in the ensemble. I think I came on board in 95, was the first time I ever sung with these guys. I was living at the time in New York City. I lived there for 10 years, but I'm an old school choir boy.
What's your name?
Oh, sorry. My name's Tim Evans. Tim Evans.
And Mark Blakey,
yeah,
I know you.
Yeah, Mark Blakey, one of the original guys.
How did that happen?
Well, let's see.
Just lucky, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
you're a tenor. You and Tim are tenors, right?
Yeah, I'm the one of the high tenors. And so I went to Westminster Choir College. I was roommates with the bass in this group, Wilbur.
Wilbur and I were roommates, except we were not in the same house at the same time. But
we were sharing.
We were swapping a house.
Swapping.
House swapping. Now we've got everybody curious about that, but Wilbur Pauley, the bass.
Hi, Brad. Yes, I'm Wilbur Pauley, and yes, we swapped apartments once in 1992 and 93, I believe it was, or maybe it was 93 and 94.
Yeah.
I had a little studio in near Chinatown in New York, and I had a gig out in Chicago, and Brad had a nice place on Sedgwick, so I took his Sedgwick place, and he took the other place, and it was very good.
Yeah, it was just love at first sight. Didn't want to go back after that. But I've told a story before about the composer Tom Dunn, who lived below your apartment, as I discovered, and he would stay up at night, you know, playing his Chinese water drums or whatever.
Chinese water drums, and we did a piece called Nine Songs. It was very sort of like, you know, these primal Chinese percussion instruments all rattling away. Hey, Tom, turn it down there.
See, one of the requirements for Hudson Shad is you have to have a whole range of onomatopoeic skills, right? when it comes to realizing the music, and we're going to hear that in just a moment. But Wilbur, next to you is
Peter Becker, baritone.
Peter Becker.
I've been with the group since its beginning, and we've had a lot of touring and concertizing opportunities, and indeed the Seven Deadly Sins, which we've done a large number of times. I think we hold the record for any ensemble for having performed it the most times.
Well, we'll let your colleague introduce himself.
Hi, Peter, thanks. This is Eric Edlund. I'm originally from Minnesota. I got into this group, luckily, it changed my life. Because I did an opera with Wilbur in 96 in Houston, Four Saints and Three Acts. And then I was
Virgil out
mowing.
Thompson, yeah.
Yep, fantastic. So I'm out mowing the lawn in Houston where I was living, and my brother says, hey, there's this guy with a really low voice just on the phone. And he says, so I go in there and, hi, this is Wilbur Pauley. hey, you want to come to Salzburg this summer? So they needed an extra hand for the rise and fall of the city of Mahagoni, which is also Kurt Weill.
20 years ago.
Yeah, Aufstieg und Fall der Stadt Mahagoni.
Oh, sehr cool.
Yeah, and then it just happened. That was 98. We did the operas all summer. I met my wife, current wife there. And Wilbur, they needed an extra guy because one of the original members had to go be a father and a family guy. And they said, hey, you want to join up? Oh, one last thing. I didn't start singing. I was their driver when they toured Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota because I knew the territory.
He was the light guy.
Wilbur called you up to be the driver or called you up to sing?
Well, Salzburg, I suppose.
You're going to have to come in a little bit closer to the microphone.
When I sang in the opera, and then they go, hey, we have a Allied concert tour coming up in the Midwest. Do you want to drive for us and be our a roadie, which can out there you get now in South Dakota, and the theater is like, I used to flip on the work lights and go outside and smoke or whatever.
Yeah. Actually, the connection is very Toledo because Dennis Russell Davies
is from
Toledo, and he was the guy who got me to Salzburg, and he says, hey, Wilbur, by the way, we need some Die Männer von Mahagoni, the guys in Mahagoni. Right. How would the Shad like to come? And I was like, yeah, sure. Well, we might need a few more, too, so that was where Eric came
in. You called up your roadie.
Yep. hey, man.
Wasn't he also the first conductor we did Sins with?
Lucas Foss. That was Jason Osborne, who was Marianne Faithfull's MD at the time.
Well, it was a long time ago.
Yep, it was a long time ago.
Well, let's just hear some music, and we'll come back and talk a little more with Hudson Shad. next piece that we have, I should say that you guys laid down all these tracks for us, and then we came in the studio, so we already know how it's going to go. We're going to hear Deo, right? Deo by Harry.
Well, I don't know who composed it. Of course, Harry Belafonte is the man that everybody knows. I believe Harry Belafonte is still receiving residuals every time that song plays at a sporting event. Harry Belafonte gets a cut.
Wow, nice.
But the composers actually probably get a little more of a cut.
And, well, let's not tell anybody about this.
No, but it'll be our secret.
If anybody calls, I'll send them to you.
Thank
Wilbur.
You.
You can take care of that. This is the group Hudson Shad performing on FM 91.
Deo, Deo, daylight come.
and we want to go home. De misere, 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 oh. Daylight come and we won't go home. Work all night on a drink of rum.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
Lift
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and we want to go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and we want to go home.
De misere, oh ho.
Daylight come and we wanna go home.
De misere, misere, misere.
Daylight misere. Come and we wanna go home.
A beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and we wanna go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
Lift
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and we want to go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and we want to go home.
Day, misere, oh.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
Day, misere, misere, misere.
Daylight misere. Come and we want to go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
Day-o, day-o,
daylight come and we wanna go home.
Day, misere, 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 oh.
Daylight come and
Hudson Shad performing here in our Dana Performance Studio. We heard Day-O, made famous by Harry Belafonte, but in this case made famous by Tim Evans, who sang that wonderful part at the beginning. Really wonderful singing, guys. It's amazing, the tight-knit harmonies, and of course you guys have sung together for a long time, and I imagine you just sort of can feel each other's musical pulses and being in the same room.
We call it the Hudson Shad Force Field.
Yeah.
Well, you have to bear in mind, the five of us have not sung together since May of 2016.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. So, I mean, this is a reunion.
It is, yeah. Yeehaw! Get out the balloons and
putting the band back together.
Drove through the night, you know. Yeah, trade secrets.
We had our rehearsal this morning at 8.
I love singing in the morning.
Yeah.
Getting the band back
together.
That was
the roadie.
Yeah.
We're in the studio here, and we're sharing four mics, so it sounds like some of you guys are, you know, back and forth, and that's okay. But my guests today are Hudson Shad. They are performing with Toledo Symphony tonight and tomorrow night. It's the Seven Deadly Sins. We talked about that on Wednesday on Toledo Symphony Lab. You can hear that podcast, by the way, at our website, wgte.org/lab. We'll also put this one online as a classical conversation. But who wants to talk a little bit about Seven Deadly Sins? I mean, you guys have been doing this forever, right? It was one of your first, your early gigs.
Yeah, in fact, I'll start it out by saying, in '88, I guess I did a reading of Kurt Weill's Love Life at City Center, and that was put together by the late impresario and composer Eric Saltzman, and I guess that was kind of spurred Susan Feldman of the Arts at St. Anne's into programming. Well, Marianne Faithfull was available at the time in 1989, and she and Hal Wilner, Brooklyn producer, New York producer, got Marianne to come in and do the Seven Deadly Sins, and Susan asked me, hey, would you get a quartet together to be the family? And I said, sure. And I called up basically these guys, Mark and Peter, and our other guy who has since retired, and we were the original, well, we were the quartet for Marianne Faithfull in 1989 in Brooklyn with the St. Luke's Orchestra at the Arts at St. Anne's, and that has spun off, and we're still doing it. I can't believe almost 30 years later.
Does it ever get tired?
No. Nope. That's one of those pieces that you can, it's always new. It's I don't know how to explain that. I mean, I can't, a run of Cats or something like that, I'm sure that, well, even at the Lyric, I mean, a run of Puritani can get a little bit old, too.
I totally want to hear the Hudson Shed version of Cats at this point.
Hey, next assignment. Our next assignment.
Yes, with a, be sure it has the British accent with the meow there. Well, you're singing Seven Deadly Sins tonight with Storm Large. You've done this with a few different people, Uta Lemper, Marianne Faithfull, and Storm Large. You've performed this with her. Talk a little bit about her and what she does on the stage. Since she's not here, we can talk about her.
She embodies the part beautifully. Yeah. She just steps in, and she is Anna. It's amazing.
Yeah. Tell us who Anna is for people who don't know. Let's talk just a little bit about the actual show. I mean, I assume you're familiar with it at this point.
Yeah. Well, I think Anna was, you know, he wrote it for his wife, Lottie Lania, and there's a little Lottie in everything that Kurt Weill writes, let's face it. And I think that at the time, well, it was a commission, I believe, for a ballet company. Was it Chagall who was going to be the original designer, and Balanchine was the choreographer? I can't remember. I'm pulling facts out of the ether that may be facts.
Out of the Hudson River.
Yeah. There's a lot of legend behind it. And it was premiered in Paris. They were both sort of exiles. They'd escaped and put this on. And there's a lot of questions about the original production.
This would be in the 1930s, right?
1933. It was the last collaboration between Weill and Bert Brecht. And there are even stories about Lottie Lania at the time having an affair with the first tenor. And
we're all looking at you, Tim. Or Mark.
Unfortunately, that's Mark.
he put the screws to the high tenor because he found out he was having an affair with his wife. They had two marriages, Kurt Weill and Lottie Lania, and this was one of their off times. So while he was writing the piece, he discovered the tenor, who had been hired at least a year ahead, was not fond of high G's. And he understood that, and then so to get back at this guy, he started the piece on a high G for the tenor, and in the first movement alone, there are 64 high G's, and at the end of that movement, they get longer and longer and longer, and that can kind of like burn you out for the rest of the piece if you're not careful. So yeah, I've had a varied track record with it, but
how do you feel personally about high G's?
I'm okay with high G's, but 64 of them in a row, it can be taxing.
Well, at least they're not high C's, right?
Those would be easier. Really? In my case, probably, but those would be easier.
Good to know.
Daughters of the Regiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you could just repeat it,
but
you know,
10 getting
times.
Back to your question of Anna, she was actually conceived of as two people in one body. She had... It was choreographed to be one aspect of Anna, so there was a dancer, and then the other part of her split personality, you might say, was the singer. So they were conflicted. The whole story is basically a conflict between, in the inner world of Anna, she's going back and forth between the dark and the light, you might say. Anybody else want to contribute to that?
I think it's brilliantly... brilliantly explained.
Well, yeah.
We're going to let it stand at that. Let's hear a couple more tracks from Hudson Shad. Two songs here, Show Me the Way, right? And do we know where that comes from?
Show Me the Way to Go Home was written by a British songwriting team, and I do not recall their names, but they also composed the popular song, Good Night, Sweetheart. But Show Me the Way to Go Home was written in 1928, I believe, mm-hmm. maybe 27. And I'm blanking on the composer's names now.
This is kind
of the version is from the American group The Revelers, and The Revelers were the American group that inspired the comedian harmonists, the famous German group, to begin performing.
Yeah, and we'll talk about them again when we come back. So Show Me the Way to Go Home and Down in the River. This is Hudson Shad performing on FM 91.
When I've been out along the slowly toddling down the stream, with its little melody, everyone I knew.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing a song. Show me the way to go home. Oh, we won't go home until morning. Won't go home until morning. Won't go home until morning.
Hold me up, I'm falling down.
Hold him up, he's falling down.
Always fair weather.
Sweet Adeline.
Sweet Adeline.
My Adeline.
My Adeline.
Sitting on the doorstep all night long. Gee, gosh, ain't it cold?
Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his wine, and he called for his pipe, and he called for his fiddler's three. When they had a high old time, all the whole night through, what was it that King Cole said?
So is your old man. Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head.
I'm dizzy.
Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing a song. Show me the way to go home. Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing a song. Show me the way to go home.
Bum, bum, bum.
Won't go home until morning. Morning.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Come on, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
as I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me.
Two songs from Hudson Shad performed here in our Dana Performance Studio. We heard Show Me the Way to Go Home and Down in the River. Hudson Shad are performing with Toledo Symphony tonight and tomorrow night. They are the family, the role of the family in the Seven Deadly Sins. Storm Large is also appearing. Some of you may have heard her last weekend in her Crazy Arc of Love program she did with the symphony, so she'll be back tonight. And also Nick Adamski, who is the founder of the Poetry Brothel in New York, a wonderful organization that we talked about yesterday. He is a Toledo native. He's going to be here as well as the master of ceremonies for the first half of the concert. So it's not just Seven Deadly Sins. There's a lot of fun, sinful music happening in the first half of the program. And again, you can just show up if you like, 8 o'clock p.m. at the Peristyle tonight, or if you want to get your tickets in advance, they are available at ToledoSymphony.com or 419-246-8000. Hudson Shad is Tim Evans, Mark Blakey, Wilbur Pauly, Peter Becker, and Eric Edlund. I got all your names correct?
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah. Awesome.
And all of you are here in the studio with me, so we're kind of spreading the microphones a little bit thin, but having fun talking about the genesis and the history of Hudson Shad and all your work with Seven Deadly Sins. Let's go back and talk about the beginning and how it formed. Hudson Shad, interesting name. Tell us the story behind the name and how this all began.
Well, we spun off from the Seven Deadly Sins with Marianne Faithfull in Brooklyn in 89. Susan came back and said, hey, that was great. You guys were great as a quartet. I've got this idea to do a program based on the German group, the Comedian Harmonists. Could you get a group together, get another guy, and maybe a pianist? And so we said, sure. We put a bunch of arrangements together, and she had the brilliantly intuitive idea to ask Patricia Birch, who was the original choreographer for Grease, to come in and stage us so that we didn't look like five guys in choir robes. And she gave us some choreography and some moves, and the rest is history. And we debuted that piece, I believe, in 1992. And it's been sort of repeat business ever since.
Yeah.
And right before that concert, we decided we had to come up with a name, so Hudson Shad was decided upon.
Yeah, but that just doesn't pop into your head. I mean,
Peter's got that covered.
You want to talk, Peter?
No, I have nothing to say.
They're all pointing at you. Is there some nefarious story that I don't know about here behind the name?
Well, there's lots of versions, of course, but we were up in Hugo Monday's apartment in Midtown on some high floor. It was wonderful to rehearse there, and we didn't have a name, and we were going to be, you know, the Manhattan Hoo Hoo and the New York Wah Wah, and we just couldn't come up with a name. And there, across out the window, was a paint sign advertising a firm that painted apartments, and it was called Hudson Shots, like Shotzi.
like a precious thing.
S-C-H-A-T-Z.
Yep.
And someone said Hudson Shad, and it was, as Oprah would have it, an aha moment. And that's
well, we could see the river from that apartment as well, as I recall.
But I read that you were above the Fulton Fish Market.
Well, we rehearsed there as well, my apartment at the time. Before I got the one on Henry Street, I was in an...
I'm so glad that we didn't swap apartments when you were living above the fish market.
What was I thinking?
Did you have a lease or a sublet?
I think that I abandoned that lease and
then you had that. It was like a penthouse or a walk-up.
Penthouse. That was Alan Rasmussen's girlfriend's place. Yeah, anyhow, all right, here we go. We're off the rails.
Alan will be pleased that he was
mentioned. Okay. That's okay. It's a relaxed format here.
Totally relaxed.
Folks that are tuning in, they want to get to know you guys a little better. So this is a great way to do it. Why don't we hear another piece of music?
Cool.
This is Nagasaki. I assume it's about Japan.
Yep. It was sort of a novelty piece also in the late 20s. And this version was we stole from the Mills Brothers, who are an Ohio group, or were an Ohio group, another guy group from Pickway, Ohio. And you listen to anything of the Mills Brothers and it's pure gold.
Yeah. This is Hudson Shad here on FM 91.
Hot ginger and dynamite. That's all there is at night. Back in Nagasaki where the fellas shoot it back and the women make you wacky woo. They got a way that they entertain. You wouldn't hurry a hurricane. Back in Nagasaki where the fellas shoot a baggy and the women make you wacky woo. In Fujiyama, you get a mama, then your troubles increase, boy. In some pagoda, you bought a soda, earthquake, milkshake, 10 cents a piece. They huggy and kissy nice, by jingo boy, it's worth that price. Back in Nagasaki where the fellas shoot a baggy and the women make you wacky woo.
Said mama, mama, ba ba bi li da be ro, ha di li do ba bi ba da bu li da bo ba ba do ba da bi ba ba da ba, ha bi li da bu ma bi ma be ra, ha ba ba di li da be ra bo, oh, shi li da bu ma ha di li da be ra bo. Ha be da ba be do ba be do, I'm the hottest chicken in this coop. Ooh naggy, ooh saggy, ooh wiggy waggy moo.
In Fujiyama you get a mama, then your troubles increase, boy.
Teriyaki in Nagasaki. They huggy and kissy nice, by jingo boy, it's worth that price. We said back in Nagasaki where the fellas chew the bag and the women wiki 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 woo.
The Hudson Shad Ensemble performing here in our Dana Performance Studio. We heard Nagasaki, which, as Wilbur Pauly told us, was from the Mills Brothers, right? You took that from them. Now, you've been performing a lot of all a cappella stuff with us this morning, but normally the group is a quartet, first of all, and normally you perform with a pianist, right? But now we've got five people here performing without a pianist.
Right. Well, actually, in the comedian harmonists format, they were, I should go back to the Revelers. The Revelers were a four-voice group with a fifth person on the piano. The comedian harmonists were going to continue that model, but the guy who created it was Harry Frommermann. He was sort of dragged into the group at the last minute, so they became five singing voices along with a pianist. The Mills Brothers were four singing voices and a guitar player. We found that, you know, having five voices is great because you get one person can do the solo, and then you have a full four-part ensemble underneath. Mm-hmm. And when we have a pianist, it's kind of like having an orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So normally the group is five voices, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you perform the kind of things that we're hearing today.
Yeah, unfortunately, Kurt Weill didn't write The Seven Deadly Sins for five voices, so we have to decide, you know, who's available.
Well, there were five voices, but one of them is a woman.
That's true, and none of us is able to fake that part.
I don't know. From what I've heard this morning, I think it's entirely possible one of you could, you know, be the understudy for
Storm Large. Yeah.
Well, so we've mentioned a few times the Comedian Harmonists. You mentioned the Revelers, so these groups that you were based on. What does Hudson Shad do that sort of sets them apart from those groups? We talk about your similarities with some of these wonderful novelty groups from, you know, the early years. What is it about Hudson Shad?
I think we have a fluency to pick up on the different styles of each of these groups, and mm-hmm. And we could do a whole concert of the Revelers and really recreate that milieu very well, or we could do a whole concert of the Comedian Harmonists.
Yeah.
The Mills Brothers are a little different. We could recreate their sound, certainly, but being that they're an African American group, I would hesitate to equate our our style as right. having anything to do with the Revelers or anything to do with the Mills Brothers. But what we have is a unique singing communal sound that it actually transfers very easily from one gig to another, from the Comedian Harmonists
style to another. Yeah. Do you think of yourselves a little bit as ambassadors for this kind of music? It's not what you hear all that often.
We're probably the only ambassadors here in the United States who do this sort of music. I'm not aware of anybody. I mean, New York Polyphony, they do early music. I'm trying to think if there's...
They do have an expertise in the Revelers.
Right. One of them is doing his dissertation on the Revelers, but when you hear... You go on the TV and you see that a cappella program. Of course, they're all doing, you know, razzmatazz knockoffs of pop songs and doing it very impressively, I might add. But yeah, that's not our thing.
It's a little more popular in Europe, though. This kind of singing.
Yeah. In fact, we initiated a Comedian Harmonists wave back in '95, and all of a sudden, everybody was singing the Comedian Harmonists.
But then there was a movie.
Yes, exactly. And the funny thing is, the movie. We were sort of a catalyst for that movie to be done. What was the guy's name?
Filsmeier.
But the other... von Fiedinghoff. That was the... I can't remember. Mister. Let's call him Mister or Herr. Von Fiedinghoff did a documentary about us in 95 in Berlin. And then the other Herr Filsmeier, saw this documentary. And he got the idea to do a whole movie about the Comedian Harmonists.
Yeah. And... That's wonderful.
Yeah, we were sort of like the trained Americans who do, you know, this German music, like that Japanese fiddler who plays at Branson, you know.
Yeah.
They pull the screen up and they expect to see some old hillbilly in overalls and, wait, he's Japanese.
Or the Orthodox Jewish rapper.
I miss that.
But you guys are sort of like, I guess, as Germans might view you, as sort of a novelty on top of a novelty,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Yes, because I must say that we always were complimented on the Germans. Said they said of our German, singing German is better than the Germans, if I can explain that somehow. And one more thing, that's why we, in addition to the, living in this world of the Comedian Harmonists, Revelers, Mills Brothers, we had to branch out. We wanted to branch out to, for instance, a cowboy show using music from the 20s and 30s, not country western like Nashville stuff, but the classic stuff. And then we had a crooner program, you know, singing Stardust and Mona Lisa and all the popular standards, because you can only sing My Kleine Grüne Cactus, you know, so many times, and then you have to do something else.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to clarify that we did branch out, And we were ambassadors sent to Japan by the U.S. State Department 3 times.
Yep. Wow. So many things that that we don't know about you guys. Well,
we packed a lot into however many years it's been, almost 30. It's
been a while. Yeah, almost 3 decades. Are you going to do anything special for your 30th anniversary when it rolls around?
Order some wheelchairs?
Yeah, it's a wheelchair tour.
We're going to
hey.
We're going to do Alta Cowboy with walkers.
Yeah. As long as you can still sing.
The last roundup. Yeah, I'm heading for last the last roundup.
Maybe time for America's Got Talent or something like that. I'm surprised they haven't called you
as
yet.
As long as they have a senior edition.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that could be like the novelty on top of the novelty on top of the novelty.
Yeah. Right. I'll have some more novelties, please.
Let's finish up with a couple of tracks here. Now, we're going to hear some Kurt Weill. You guys are singing Kurt Weill tonight and tomorrow night with the symphony. So we're going to hear Speak Low, which is, I forget what it's from.
Knickerbocker Holiday?
Lady
in the Dark. Oy.
Right. And the lyricist is?
Ogden Nash. Who wrote the shortest poem in the world called Fleas. And it goes, Adam had 'em.
And he was Storm Large's grandfather.
Or great uncle.
Wait, now, what was the poem? Where did the poem stop?
The shortest poem in the world is called Fleas, and the poem is Adam had 'em.
And he was Storm Large's grandfather.
Yes.
Right?
Not Adam. Ogden
Nash. A little bit longer.
And it may not be grandfather, but there is some relation there. And she has something written by him, in his hand.
Actually written by him.
Yep.
Yeah, so there is a connection.
I had no idea. So we're going to hear Speak Low by Kurt Weill and then Eleanor Rigby, which, you know, everybody knows from the Beatles. This is Hudson Chad on FM 91.
Speak low when you speak low. Adrift, we're swept apart too soon.
Lord, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark.
Rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives
waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear.
It's a sermon no one will hear.
No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Oh, look at all the lonely people.
Look at all the lonely people.
Oh, look at all the lonely people.
Look at all the lonely, lonely people.
Shall I be tied in the church and is buried along with her name? Nobody came. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
Hudson Shad performing in our Dana Performance Studio. We heard Speak Low by Court Vile, and then Eleanor Rigby, made famous by the Beatles. Hudson Shad are performing tonight and tomorrow night with Toledo Symphony for the Seven Deadly Sins. That's at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Peristyle. More information at ToledoSymphony.com, or call up that box office, 419-246-8000, or you can do what I often do and just show up at the door and see if they let you in. Chances are they'll let you in. I'm sure they'll let these gentlemen in front of me as well. Wilbur Pauly, you made a special trip down here from Chicago.
Yes, I did.
To join the band, yep. And to, you know, reconnect. And so I want to thank you for that. That's wonderful.
Sure.
But a couple of things that I want to hit before I let you guys go, and talk a little bit about the arrangements, because a lot of the arrangements are custom-made deals, right, for your voices.
Yeah, they're all custom-made, pretty much. I mean, what we did for the original Comedian Harmonist stuff and for the Revelers is I did transcriptions, and I tried to get as close as possible to what the originals were. But for something like, you know, Speak Low, you know, they asked us to do a recital with Catherine Malfitano, and hey, do you guys have a bunch of Kurt Weill? And I was like, well, I said, yeah, we can do that. Didn't answer the last part of the question, but Speak Low, it was like, all right, what do I do with this? And I had the piano reduction, but how do you make it vocal? And I was doing an a cappella doo-wop musical at the time called Avenue X, and I was thinking Speak Low is like this sort of like street corner do-do-do-do-do, like this sort of like five guys under a light singing up to, you know, doing like a doo-wop version of Speak Low, and it kind of melts into like a Barry White, once the piano comes in, Speak Low, you know, and then Barry White comes in, I want to be in that group too. I don't know, stuff just pops in my head, and it's like, got to get it out.
Listen, if you can get Barry White together with Hudson Shad, I'm there.
Yeah, right? It's heaven's it's a heck of a band. What was that song?
Yeah.
It's been a heck of a band. I'm saying heck because, after all, it's Ohio.
Ohio. And we're on the radio, too.
Oh, that's true.
But you can say the alternative. It's just...
We're on the radio?
We're a family-friendly show. Well, some of us.
Yeah,
you're off driving the truck somewhere. But if people want to learn more about you and they want to perhaps visit you online, or
I'd say visit us on Facebook. We do have a website, but it's a cobweb site.
Let me write that down. A cobweb site. Okay.
Which one is it now?
HudsonShad.com, I believe. But Facebook, we look like so much more fun on Facebook. So
okay. Just look for Hudson Shad.
Yep.
Shad. On Facebook.
Well, gentlemen, website.
Did you just think of that?
It was like inspiration. Oh,
we heard it here. Right here. on FM 91. Well, I want to thank you, gentlemen, Tim Evans, Mark Blakey, Wilbur Pauly, Peter Becker, and Eric Edlin, for coming in, sharing some of your stories and sharing especially the music with us today. And we look forward to the concert again tonight, tomorrow night, at the Peristyle, 8 o'clock p.m., The Seven Deadly Sins. Wonderful program. Hudson Shad with Storm Large. And the conductor is Anna Billmeyer, is that? Yeah. Yes. What is it? Have you worked with her before?
No, she's great.
Yeah,
and she's sort of a of the Dennis Russell Davies generation.
Oh, okay.
She's a protege of Dennis. So okay. It's all a Toledo connection.
She knows her stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you guys been in Toledo before?
I'm not in a long time, but we saw the Mudhen Stadium.
You guys getting around doing anything while you're here?
My first time here. Took me 28 hours to get here, so yeah, I have to enjoy it.
I rode the bicycle out to the food co-op so I could buy some organic food. So I got to see quite a bit of the neighborhood.
Come all the way to Toledo for organic food. That's bad. Thanks again, gentlemen, for joining us here on FM 91. We look forward to the concert tonight.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Great seeing you again, Brad.